parties, near the fish market, in a wine shop called Corinth, of which more will be heard later on, and near the Pantheon, in a little café in the Rue Saint-Michel called the Café Musain, now torn down. The first of these meeting places was close to the working man, the second to the students. The assemblies of the Friends of the Abbesse were usually held in a back room of the Café Musain. This hall, which was tolerably remote from the café, with which it was connected by an extremely long corridor, had two windows and an exit with a private stairway on the little Rue des Grès. There they smoked and drank and gambled and laughed. There they conversed in very loud tones about everything, and in whispers of other things. An old map of France under the Republic was nailed to the wall, a sign quite sufficient to excite the suspicion of a police agent. The greater part of the Friends of the Abbesse were students who were on cordial terms with the working classes. Here are the names of the principal ones. They belong in a certain measure to history. Enjolras, Combeferre, Jean Prouvaire, Fouy, Courfeyrac, Bahorel, L'Aigle or L'Aigle, Joly, Gantaire. These young men formed a sort of family through the bond of friendship.